Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So, give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment, I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two-hole. It's not good, clean fun there. Not at all.
Not even close.
Not even close, you bet. Well, it's time for some poetry.
That's
here.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, Rodney Nelson, Cousin Rodney.
Cousin Rodney.
Yeah, that's right. Father to Cousin Leif.
That's right.
Is riding along with us, and he is having some good, clean fun.
I remember making hay with Dad. We put it up in stacks. Dad had one of those stack frames, and he'd fill that to the max. Then sometimes, but not often, he'd say, "Rodney, you've the knack. Grab a fork, I'll lift you up, and you top off the stack." It was reluctantly I'd take that fork, he'd lift me up on top. Seemed like I'd stacked that hay to 30 feet before he'd finally stop. And then he'd drive up really close, I could see him down beneath as I stepped out on the push-off on the end of the stacker teeth. He'd back up for a little ways. I hoped he'd try no tricks. But giving me rides on that farmhand was how he got his kicks. Wasn't long till I'd get mad. I'd had these rides before. He'd slide that push off almost in, then he'd run her out once more. "Come on, Dad, let me down. This really isn't fair." Then he'd point the teeth towards the ground, leave me dangling in the air. I could hear him laughing down below in hopeless choking mirth, and I'd wonder if I'd ever again set my feet upon the earth. Well, it was no use to argue. He wouldn't quit till he was done. But I always, always wondered, how could this be so fun? Well, our yard light burned out last year. Since I'd run that farmhand all my life, I knew we could fix her in a minute if I could convince my wife. Wasn't easy to convince her. She claimed a housewife was her role. Though mad she was, she climbed aboard, took a ride to the top of the pole. I said, "Sweetheart, I'm so proud of you when she fixed that light. And you're especially lovely when you're angry. You really are a sight." "Let me down, you worthless cur." She was having a full-fledged fit. Well, I couldn't pass up a chance like this, so I drove around a bit. Good, clean fun. I thought to myself as she called me a hopeless sap, my grin got even wider as I made another lap. "Honey, just enjoy yourself, and isn't it a fright? It's the first time that I've carried you since our wedding night." Well, I finally shut that tractor off, let her sit up there a while. I promised her I'd let her down if she would only smile. By gosh, it was fun, but I have a problem. I can see it now, I can. Gonna take some mighty sweet talking when that light burns out again.
Oh, yeah. Now, you can't tell me that that ain't good, clean fun.
You know, he's got a better wife than I do.
I'm telling you what.
My wife would have never climbed in the bucket.
She would have known
right off the bat.
What your intentions were.
Well,
right?
And she's a little squeamish when it comes to heights anyways.
Is she?
Yeah.
I'll be darned.
No, she says, "I will run it."
No, I'll run the tractor. You get in the bucket.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, right. All right, well,
clean fun.
We like all sorts of good, clean fun, right?
Yeah.
We've talked about cowboy polo in the past. Uh-huh. That's good, clean fun. It's a great way to ruin a horse.
Yeah. Head shy.
Especially a good rope horse. That's a great way to ruin a good rope
horse.
Well,
and I remember the time when you scooped Tina up and was going to drop her in the irrigation.
Now, this was before you guys were married, or you just recently married?
Close to it.
Yeah, that's right. Good, clean fun. I threw her over the back of my shoulder, and I was getting ready to throw her in the pond. She grabbed my undershorts. Every time I went to throw her, those shorts rolled up a little bit higher.
Yes, sir. Good, clean fun.
Oh, man, you can't beat that. I thought, my gosh, that was smart. I was thinking, this ain't her first rodeo.
Not her first rodeo.
Yeah, yeah. She must have had a brother or something like that try that with her once. But,
yeah, more than likely.
Oh, my gosh, that was hilarious. That
so
was,
you gals, even guys, yeah. If somebody scoops you up and wants to throw you in the ditch,
yep.
Get hold of them
if
shorts.
If they've got you flung over their shoulder,
yeah,
you've
get
got
hold
the
of them
perfect
drawers.
Position.
Yeah.
Just grab a hold of the undershorts. Because you ain't going anywhere, no. But they ain't going.
It's called butt floss.
Good, that's right. Good, clean fun.
Yes,
yeah,
good, clean
I took fun. One of those old aluminum satellite dishes.
Oh, hey, yeah.
And turned it into a sled and pull it behind the side-by-side or the snow machine or something like that. Now that's good, clean fun.
And you can load a lot of kids.
Let me tell you, and I remember Dylan, when he was a teenager, he had Sadie and I don't remember who else on
there's
that
a grundle
dish.
Of them in
there. Yeah, I had a bunch of them on there, but I shouldn't have let him drive.
Yeah, he didn't have enough life experience.
He opened up that throttle, man, and I swear you could see the mountains between those kids and the dish as he went over these drifts.
Zing,
zing, boom, bang. Yeah.
Wasn't that fun?
Yeah, good time.
Yeah.
Well, we've got, we used to do a lot of river rafting, so I've got a cataract, and I've got these cataract tubes, and the old ones are kind of in two sections, and they come together. They make a dandy sled.
Oh, I bet they
do. Oh, my gosh. We get up on the side of the mountain, and we send that son of a gun down.
Zing.
Let me tell you what. It's moving.
Yeah.
It is
I bet.
Moving. Yeah. And they're 18 feet long.
Boy, you can load them up.
So you can put, 8-10 kids on one. If they get going downhill, oh, my gracious.
Hang on.
Hang on. Good, clean,
just good
fun.
Clean
yeah.
Fun.
It's all fun till somebody breaks a leg.
That's right.
Right.
And, then, and then it's hilarious.
And then it's hilarious.
Yeah,
right. Yeah.
That's mean.
Yeah, it
that's
is.
That's just mean.
Good, clean
just
fun.
Just good, clean right? fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Cowboys kind of got... they needed something to do in the winter, right?
Well, of course.
So,
yeah.
Ski joring.
Oh, good,
came
clean fun.
Good, clean fun.
Yeah.
Cutter races.
Cutters, yeah.
The
yeah.
real
cutters. The real
races.
Cutters, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. When your horse is running down the track, you're getting beat up with 5-pound snowballs.
Right, yeah, no doubt.
Ice ball.
Good, clean fun.
Just good, clean fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody explained that to me once as a controlled runaway.
That's all it is.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
I think that is correct. Our brother-in-law, Kurt, used to run cutters.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that was the chariot race.
Chariot race, yeah.
I called it cutter, but it was more chariot.
It was
racing.
Chariots,
but,
yeah.
Man, I remember practicing those horses, helping him leg them up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
When those horses take off, you better be hanging on to the front of that chariot.
Yeah.
You're not hanging on by the lines.
Well, and oh, heavens no.
No.
Oh, heavens no.
Yo, you're hanging on to the front of the chariot.
And when that gate opens, that chariot comes off the ground about a foot.
True story.
Boom.
Yep. Hey, let's go to our last song.
Oh, really?
D.W. Growthy's riding along with us. I love this song, The Thunder and Herds.
Gather around, boys, pull up a chair, tell you a tale or two. Concerning times in my younger days, things I was wanting to do. When a man could stand on the highest butte, eye to eye with the birds. See forever, any direction, nothing but thunder and herds. I left my home in Ohio when I was 14 years. Too many miles, not enough food. Told my folks I'm out of here. So they give me a rifle, wished me luck. I climbed my pony and spurred up to the west, feeling my best, looking for the thunder and herds. Well, it wasn't too long I found myself on the banks of the Missouri. Early summer of 76, footloose fans free. When rumor come down from way up north that the tribes was up and stirred and done some guy named Custer M on the plains of the thundering herds. Ah, but I was young, crazy then, didn't know no fear. So I set out with my luck and gun, headed north from there. Lined myself with a couple men whose souls had both been lured by the money and glory to be found in the hunt of the thundering herd. Well, many a season came and went, my fortune it did grow. I littered the prairie far and wide with the corpse of the buffalo. Stripped his hide, pickled his tongue, left the rest to the wolves and birds. I was a man of some renown back then, slaughtering the thundering herd. And then one day the sun rose up and the thundering herd was gone. And though I swore to no regrets, I'm thinking maybe now 'tis an evil thing when money blinds, for the heart is not well served. And the thing I miss most in life is the cry of the thundering herd. Well, now my sun nearly set, I'm waiting for my maker to come. I got my penance all mapped out, but I need your help, my friends. Somewhere's out on a hillside high, I want my bones interred so's I can hear that lonesome prairie wail for the souls of her thundering herds.
Well, that signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Really?
Good, just clean, fun.
Good, clean.
There's a lot of, you know, I ride with some shady characters, all right? And there's a lot of good, clean fun that goes on.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. If you are riding a horse and if your head stall is
doesn't have a throat latch. Yeah, you're fair game.
Good, clean,
just good, clean fun.
Yeah, they sneak up beside you mm-hmm. and they slip your bridle off.
Yep. And then ride off.
And run.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then... Yeah. Just spur their horse so that your horse will run.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly right. That happened to Abby, but not on purpose. We were up in the mountains, and she was riding a colt. As a matter of fact, this was this colt's first trip to the mountains.
No. Oh, no. Yeah.
And we were up there in the mountains, and the colt was fighting horse flies.
You're right.
Shook his head.
And it slipped off.
And it slipped off.
Oh, no.
And she's sitting there, no bridle on, still got a rein around, you know, one rein around the neck like that. And I said, just hold still.
Don't move.
Just don't move. Yep. And I slid off, and I got my arm around that, and, you know, that colt just stood there.
Well, like, good
okay,
horse.
Okay, yeah, this is what I'm supposed to do.
Yeah.
I'm just supposed to sit here.
I'm supposed to be a good horse.
Yeah. Holy cow. Good.
You need more of those.
Good, clean fun. So, yeah, if somebody slips your head stall off your horse,
uh-huh.
yeah, not a problem. You look for your first chance to pantyhose their horse.
Well,
right?
Or flank them with a stick.
Oh, absolutely. Yep.
Stick under the tail.
Under the tail.
Oh. Yeah. Hey. A lot of ways to get.
Hey, you started it, buddy.
You started it.
You started it. All's fair.
Yeah, that's right.
In love, war, and horsemanship.
And
good, clean fun.
Horseplay.
Right. I used to have gymkhanas.
Yeah, those were a blast. And
those were good, clean.
They went all day, but they were fun.
Yeah, they sure did. Yeah, that's right. Hey, folks, I want to stay tuned for next week.
Oh, why?
Yeah. How did we survive?
How did we survive? How'd that happen?
How'd that happen? So stay tuned.
I think it will.
And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Well, that's not so clean, but that's kind of fun.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah.